You remember the good old days, Jose?
When it was just us two?
And it was called 2-Bit.
2-Bit, yeah.
Which was not a great name.
No. I mean, it took us forever to come up with the name, too.
No, it took us 4 seconds to come up with a name. It took us much longer to come up with one that wasn't taken.
Mm-hmm.
Or being used for something else.
Do you remember any of the other ones?
The Squanch Boys.
I like that one.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, do you remember any?
I do like it. Terry Bogard's cast.
Yeah, I remember at one point you tried to name it, and I don't know what your whole thing with Terry was. You said the Terry Bollea Hour, which is Hulk Hogan's real name.
Yeah.
And then one of the podcast titles you suggested was A Picture of Terry Crews.
Yeah, yeah.
You said, instead of video games, let's look at A Picture of Terry Crews.
Yeah, and then just like kind of just pick at him, just be like, so this is the part of Terry Crews that I like the most.
Yeah, like a Star Wars minute, but with Terry Crews's picture.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, how would you describe that time in the podcast's span?
Very hot and sweaty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it hot in here?
Oh, no. I thought you meant Terry Crews analysis.
Gotcha. No. I thought you meant the tension between us.
It was weird because I was extremely nervous for the first 10 episodes.
Going back and making some adjustments and stuff, I do see there were like 3 episode descriptions where I talk about yelling at you in the description.
Oh.
Most likely about the Nintendo Switch and how it was going to be a failure, probably.
Yeah, yeah. That was a weird one because it was just like us talking about like, yeah, Nintendo's fucking stupid and blah, 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 do better. And then we bought Switches the same day.
Yeah, and it's currently my favorite console.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Give me money.
Yeah, Nintendo, give me $400. Anyway, if you had one word to describe either 2-Bit or how you feel right now or how you feel about Justin being gone for this episode, what would that one word be?
Oh, man. What?
Hey, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast where we talk to interesting people. That's right, every week we come to you and talk to you about interesting people. I'm Scott Aukerman, and with me as always...
Steve Agee.
Steve Agee. who definitely knows a lot about himself.
Yes, I do.
Really?
I am an actor slash comedian.
I am as well,
cool.
Scott Aukerman. I had a show on IFC.
Mm-hmm.
That was underappreciated and eventually was canceled.
Mm.
But after like 100 episodes, so syndication, baby. Give me those resids.
I appear a lot on Harmontown. I appear to sound very short.
Really?
I haven't actually seen myself in a mirror.
Because you are like 6'7", I think.
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Not such fertile ground here.
No.
So anyway, I am Scott. Petty, different one. See how I tricked the audience there, Jose? Anyone out there that's listening, please know that you are listening to episode 38 of The Rat King. It's Monday, November 6, 2017. We're back at it again. And yes, we are the number one gaming podcast in the Midwest. And soon, the larger section of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
With me as always, the anime honk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
And not with us,
as always,
star of the show, Justin Stokes. That was where he would say something if he was going to. So it's just back to being me and Jose, which is honestly a little weird.
Yeah, especially because I'm staring like right at you. I never actually really stare right at you guys.
Well, I purposely place our microphones at angles where we can only see the sides of each other's faces, because looking dead on into each other's eyes, it really makes things difficult, and it makes it harder to yell at you both.
If I close my eyes, would that work?
Yeah. Oh, God. You're so pretty. Oh man, Jose just flipped his hair and tucked it behind his ear. What you been up to, man?
Just playing Nier, man.
Back to 2-bit. Remember when every time I said anything to you, went shit. I don't know.
What's it's back to this again?
Yeah, I know. So let's go back to you being real quiet.
I hung out under a lemon tree and I caught a lemon and I sucked on a lemon and I thought it would be sweet, but it was sour. And I said, no more lemons for me.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
That was spot on. I was watching you.
I didn't even like cut it in half or anything.
No, you just sucked it. It was weird that you were able to get so much juice out of it.
Yeah.
But that's what you're known for.
When God gives you lemons, right?
Hey, suck them hard. Hard, long, fast, keep it going.
But yeah, I've been playing Nier.
Uh-huh.
I finished the first storyline at 10 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but that's one of the major ones, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do all 26 endings.
I think you are.
Okay.
Because that's your assignment.
Oh, man. So, like, that game is really good, and it's on the... like the competing side of, hey, this might be game of the year for me.
Really?
From what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
I'm on the second storyline and you play as a different character with different mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first one was more like a kind of like a character action Devil May Cry kind of combat. And the second one, it still does that, but it shows you more of a shooter kind of thing where you're kind of like a side scroller shooters.
Like a Contra?
Kind of, yeah. It's more like Ikaruga. So it's like top down, yeah. Isometric stuff like that. And then there's like little hacking mini games with the next character. It does this weird little thing where at the beginning of the first playthrough, you have to reboot your character,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to adjust her settings. So like the brightness and all that stuff.
Yeah.
In the next playthrough, you see, because you're both together throughout most of the game, but this time you're playing as the other character.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's setting up your like settings and stuff. So he's like, yeah, set your brightness to this. In the second playthrough, you're playing as the character who's directing you through all of this. And you just see a recording of what you did
mm-hmm.
in the previous setting. And it just shows me turning up my brightness all the way up and then all the way down and then to the middle. And then, yeah. So it's just these little small weird things that go on in that game. And it's really fun.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I think Game of the Year is going to be difficult this year for a lot of people, including ourselves.
I think I know yours.
You think it's Breath of the Wild?
No, I think it's Mario.
You think so?
I think it's going to be Mario.
I can almost... No, I can't guarantee anything.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tight race. I think it's crazy to think that, one, we're already at the end of the year, mm-hmm. and one more year has gone by, and I'm still not successful or important. and in a lot of ways, my life is worse. What? No, and we've already gone through, but the whole first part of the year was so jam-packed with games. There was Horizon Zero Dawn, which was huge. Of course, there was Breath of the Wild in March, which is still has a huge following.
And then I said I was going to start Yakuza, and I never did, and I never bought it.
Yep. you instead played all of the Dark Souls games.
Yeah. I did. It's not a good idea.
But I think it's going to be difficult, especially once I look back. But honestly, more and more, man, I feel like I'm not even a parent or anything, but I'm just always like, I don't have time anymore. I just don't, which I know has been a recurring theme on all the past episodes, but like, I just don't have the time. And it's kind of a bummer. And that's why I'm so picky with like the, I realized I was out mowing the lawn earlier. Mm-hmm. And for some reason I was thinking about like, man, I used to just play shit like whenever really, you know, a couple hours a day or something, if I really wanted to, if I had the time. And then I remembered, the game that changed everything in my entire life to the point where I am now is Just Cause 3.
Hmm.
Do you remember when me and Justin were talking about that?
Yeah.
Because it was part of PS Plus. And it made me realize that game is literally only built, was only developed, was only completed, and went gold and came out. Only created to be a total time suck. And not in a fun way. It's not like when you get really into an RPG and you're like, I want to grind, or I want to do this or that, or I want to check out all the different paths, the branching paths that mm-hmm. I can go through. It's more so of just like, no, you're going to do the same 7 things over and over and over about 30 times.
That's what I see a lot of from games like Far Cry,
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so which I heard apparently the new one's pretty okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing better things, but I think it will be maybe 20 to 25 years until I ever play another Assassin's Creed game.
I can see that. And just when it's perfected and still doesn't have shitty things in it.
Yeah, so I'll see what's going on, but
would it be possible for you to duct tape your Switch to your hands while you're mowing the lawn? And then still play and not fuck up in some way, whether in your game or...
It would be possible, but my hands are already duct taped to the lawnmower.
Okay.
because they slip off too easy because I got greasy fingers.
Do you do that thing where you duct tape the...
The thing down?
The thing down? Because my dad would do that, and I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
That's dangerous. Yeah, I don't know. I don't do that. I love mowing the lawn.
He wouldn't duct tape them. I think he'd tie the string around it or
probably.
Some shit.
Probably. What a weird motherfucker.
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he just would pick up a reed off the ground and tie it around it.
I'm curious as to see how he would work with one of the driving lawnmowers, because our lawn's kind of small in the front, so it's just like boop, boop, boop.
He just looks like that scene from Austin Powers when he's in that hallway with that log vehicle just bouncing back and forth. Your dad, man, what a trooper.
Yeah, he was an Austin Powers. Yeah.
He was, your father is Mike Myers.
Yeah.
It's weird how many famous people we know. Justin is Bam Margera. Your father's Mike Myers. Mm-hmm. You're Michael Myers, the killer. Serial killer. The real life serial killer. Mm-hmm.
Was he wearing like his mom's face, or am I thinking of the other guy?
He was not. Oh, you're thinking of a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You're talking about Leatherface.
Yeah.
I think he was just wearing people's skin. I don't know if it was necessarily his mom's.
Okay. Well, what was the other guy wearing? Was it really just a white mask?
It was. Well, you know what the backstory of the actual mask is, right?
Nope.
It's a William Shatner mask.
What?
Do you know that?
No. Did they just paint it?
I don't remember. I don't remember if it just never got the skin color on it, or if they painted it white. It sounds like I'm fucking with you, but I'm not. It's a William Shatner mask, and if you look at it, that's pretty much all you can see.
Yeah, it's just not combed or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man.
And it's funny because I'm sure in the later movies, oh, fucker. I'm gonna keep that part in.
Seamless.
in the later movies, I'm sure they like adjusted it in some way. But yeah, the first movies, it was just a Shatner mask, and that's so funny to me.
That's so weird.
Also, like, I don't think Jason got his hockey mask until the third movie.
What was he wearing in the first one? Just a flesh?
He cut face. Off his own ass.
Okay. So he's just like Assy McGee running around.
Exactly. With a cool fedora. Mm-hmm. What if he was just wearing a fedora? No mask, just a fedora. That's what I'm about. Anyway, speaking of fedoras, I've been playing Super Mario Odyssey.
Ooh.
Where you can wear a fedora should you choose to. And I am at the final boss battle.
Shit.
It's a very short game if you want it to be. Yeah. Like, I bet... Well, one, there's already people speedrunning it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to, you could beat it in 6 hours, which is about what I expected, 6 to 10 hours. But obviously, I've spent some more time with it, and I've probably got like 10 hours in since I got it, maybe. No, that's probably not true, about 8. And I'm on the final battle, and I would have beaten it, but my Switch battery was like on the brink of death right before the battle. So I was like, I'll just do it. I'll just save it for later. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably end up doing that and come back with it next week. But... Yeah, it's still a hell of a lot of fun. I'm sure you've seen a lot of videos and a lot of stuff of people chaining together the crazy Mario jumps and shit.
Nope.
No?
It's pretty insane. I have kind of tried to stay away from it after playing it at your house.
That's fair. It's an amazing game. It truly is. I think it's kind of crazy when people speak about it like it is a sort of groundbreaking title or even like a groundbreaking title for the Mario series. I just think it's a great version of it and potentially the best...
I think they're just happy they didn't fuck it up.
I think so, with how easily they could have done that.
Yeah.
It is a very strange, it literally goes back to, it's all based on the hat, you know? Like, the whole game is based on the hat.
Yeah.
And that's strange. and the Odyssey and Odyssey is more so, like, I get it's, like, the general term of Odyssey, like an adventure, but it's also just the name of the ship. It's like a hot air balloon, basically.
A hat ship.
Yeah. And so it's a little weird and like, But of course it is, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just good. So yeah, you should definitely get it. But
I think I'm gonna.
It's very fun when you do find these like these really well hidden moons. You get these different creatures that you can capture or whatever. Mm-hmm. Another great pun on their part. And then when you do sort of break the game, they reward you for it. Like if you find a way to use your jumps in a crazy way to get to the top of a tower that you normally couldn't reach, you'll see like huge piles of coins up there.
Wow.
Because they're like, yeah, we know people are going to do it. So yeah. And people, you can like chain together, you know, like if you do your three jumps, you get your third high one, you know, mm-hmm. like in typical Mario fashion, you can throw your cap, then you dive into the cap and then you bounce off a little bit higher and then you can throw it again and then dive again, but you can't bounce off of it that time. But if you hit a wall, you can bounce up, jump a little off that, then redo everything in succession again.
Have you done that?
Not to that extent.
God, that sounds insane.
But I've fucked around with it. And as you think like, well, I'm never going to do that. Like, I don't need to. Mm-hmm. And then as you go through the game, you're like, oh, it's just fucking fun to do that. So I've been doing that a lot, but not to the extent of like these speedrunners and
are
shit.
Are there any like crazy placed moons?
I don't think I've found. Well, maybe I wouldn't know, you know?
Because, I mean, in Mario 64, there's this one where you go up into like the sky zone and mm-hmm. you get into a cannon. And then you shoot in between these rings, mm-hmm. but they're rainbows. Mm-hmm. And you go through them and like you shoot blindly pretty much. And then you hit a star. But if you can miss that star and just die. And it was just called like something over the rainbow or something like that.
I've more so found like hidden ones mm-hmm. that I'm like, I would never think to look there if I wasn't just fucking around.
Do they
around.
Have like a clever name for the hidden ones?
Usually. Oh, yeah. But all of them are, a lot of them are just like descriptive, like tucked beneath the hidden wall or something, you know? And yeah, it's just a hell of a game. It's very fun. I'm on the moon right now.
Shit.
Or did I just leave the moon to go to wherever? I don't know. But I'm about to fight Bowser. I had to fight all those Brutals again, all the rabbits.
Like in like a boss rush mode?
Yeah, it was like, one, they all like two of them came down individually. And then eventually, I think on the moon or somewhere, you have to fight them in a big mech. Like three or four of them all in a mech and they rotate sides. And you gotta, yeah, it's a whole thing. But fun boss battles, you know, not difficult, but fun. Which we kind of talked about mm-hmm. Breath of the Wild was missing, is the boss battles weren't fun or difficult. They were just sort of like, here's what you do. I don't know. In a game that was so expansive and yeah. so new and fresh, the combat really wasn't in that respect. You shoot him in the eye with an arrow and then you clobber him. You
know? I don't know if I'm going to finish that before the end of the year now.
I might not either, but like I said, I think it's just because I don't want to. I have a lot of fun with that game still, and I don't want to finish it. It'll make me sad, I think. mainly because I don't like... Why for once can't Link save Hyrule and then just live in Hyrule after the fact?
You can do that, right?
Well, you can, but it takes you back to a point in time before the battle with Ganon.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying, why can't you just say, like, Ganon's gone, but there's still all this other shit here.
Yeah.
You know, like... that you can get rid of the Calamity shit in some way, but keep it in others. Like, that's what I want, because I hate beating it and then replaying it, and then they're like, but you can still do it. And I'm like, no, right. Man,
yeah,
I want to live.
That sucks.
But, you know, that's pretty much it for me. Anything else from you?
Nier's great. Boss fights are fun. Uh-huh. Dot Hack Last Recode came out already. I'm going to buy it.
Jesus.
Tell you guys later.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will go to a very quick break, and we will be right back with you. All right, we're back, and before we move on to the news, I have something I need to address. A listener did tell me, in response to Justin's Jack Skellington costume story, he pointed out, he said, Jack Skellington is like 8'2". And I said, what, does that make each one of them approximately 4 feet tall? And this listener pointed out that if they were both 4 feet tall, they would have to, one of them would have to stand on the other one's head in order to be 8 feet tall.
Because of the shoulders.
Yeah. And they would be losing the length of their legs to sit on the shoulders. And I am sorry to this listener. I did not get your name, but I am sorry that I have failed you.
Oh, man.
And that I did not consider my words before I said them. I can never take them back. And I hope one day you can forgive me.
So I don't get it. Was Justin right, or what was going on here?
I think he also just said Justin was horny.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean,
yeah, I mean,
dude's
I know
always pitching
given.
A tent throughout the whole show.
Yeah, and we're like, hey, guy, come back over here. We got to record. Put away your camping gear, you know? You know? You know? Okay, so now we are moving on to the news after that very important message. Boop, 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 beep. That's the news tone. So, Jose, let's talk about it. We brought it up briefly. The Nintendo Switch. You are... How would you describe your relationship with Nintendo as a whole?
So, as a whole, if I were to look at it from me looking back at younger me, I'd be like, yeah, Nintendo's fucking great. I love the Super Nintendo. And then you get further on into that. And then since I'm older now and I'm seeing it, I'm like, oh, man, the GameCube was okay.
Yeah.
What was the Wii? Oof. And the Wii U had Bayonetta 2 in it.
Yep.
And yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know what their track record is really now. It just looks kind of spotty at that point now.
Yeah, I think much like our first episode of 2-Bit, when we lost about 14 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what Nintendo would like to do with this, the Wii and the Wii U. Although they should never forget. You should only learn from that. I think it's easy to say that I am a Nintendo skeptic, where I believe in their ability, but not necessarily their execution. Let's say I am both a defender and an opponent of the Nintendo Switch, specifically the software side of it, not necessarily games, but the actual, well, I guess the firmware side of it. And it already has more games than I ever had on the Wii U.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. And it is currently on pace. So as of September 30th, 2017, Nintendo has sold 13.56 million Wii U consoles worldwide since it was released in 2012. So in approximately 5 years, they've sold 14 million, basically. By April 2018... That's 6 months from now. The company is forecasting that it will have sold 14 million Switches.
In a year.
In a year.
Shit.
And that is outside of the 2.74 million that was before Nintendo's fiscal year. So that would be almost 17 million in 1 year if their forecast is correct. So in one fiscal year, they would outsell the Wii U, which took 5 years to sell just as many. That is incredible.
Yeah.
And that is that's the power of the people, right?
So it's more incredible to me that, well, I guess not even incredible, but like just knowing that the Wii U didn't sell that great is fucking crazy.
Sold the worst out of any console in their history. Which well, is in-
probably because they fucking like, hey, this is called the Wii U. It's totally something different though than the regular Wii.
As I've talked about many times on here before, I worked at a Best Buy when they came out with the Wii U, and people thought, oh, I can play my Wii games on the Wii U, which you could. And then they thought, well, I can buy Wii U games for my Wii. And I'd be like, no, that's where you're going. And people would come in, can I get the tablet for the Wii? And we'd be like, no, it's a whole new thing.
That's why you just sell them the U-Draws.
Yeah, which I think you've said every time I tell the story.
Well, because I guess Walmart was doing that at some point. They would sell the Wiis, and they would... like kind of like bundle them up with the U-Draws and try to like confuse people, and I'm grandmother's, like, that's kind of fucked up.
And then also I still remember when Jimmy Fallon got to play it on his show with Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Oh man.
And
Reggie, that
and he said, so this is he was like, so this is a tablet for the Wii, and he goes, no, this is a totally new thing. And Jimmy Fallon just was like, what? And that fucked him up. Marketing was bad. It's almost as bad as the Xbox One, if not worse, honestly. Both had very bad marketing in the beginning.
I'd say, the Wii U kind of got shittier, but it's just like every time I think about the Xbox One, they're like, hey, you have to be on the internet. And like, what about people that don't have internet? Well, that's the Xbox 360.
Yeah, like, you get an older, shittier thing.
And in my head, I'm just like, can they say that? Is that a thing you say?
Yeah. With Nintendo and the Wii U, they just... The tablet wasn't good in any way. The build quality was awful. The screen quality was awful. The resolution was bad. It was essentially a mid console cycle release. And it failed, and it should have, and I'm glad it did, because if not, they would have learned nothing, I think.
And it kind of sucks, because some good games came out on it.
Yeah.
But they didn't really get as much attention as they probably should have.
Yes.
Mainly, I'm just saying Bayonetta 2 and 1-4-1-1.
Well, also, they, much like any other console, in the beginning, they had like some indie interest.
Mm-hmm.
But then when these indie developers say, well, it cost me $45,000 to migrate this to the Wii U, and then no one has it, and no one is buying indies like this, I'm just going to lose tons right. of money, and we don't have that.
And then also they had to like worry about developing for like tablet support and all that junk.
Yeah, and that's just garbage. Like I think they've really worked out what the Switch is. I've already, I've already stated my criticisms, my mm-hmm. many criticisms of it. Well, again, currently my favorite console. It is a tight race in all time consoles. I'd say my top three are the Super Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
the Nintendo Switch, and the PlayStation 4.
Mm.
Those are my top three consoles. I never really cared about the Genesis. We've talked about Sonic before.
No one does.
And yeah.
Just weirdos.
And like, you could maybe get the N64 in there, but honestly, like, I have to be honest with myself and not let nostalgia get to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have to say the PS4. But with the Switch being my current favorite console, it is still overall kind of a big bundle of garbage. No. I get very mad at the obvious stuff that it is missing, which mm-hmm. I've voiced here many times before,
YouTube,
so I won't go into
Hulu.
It again. God, I want to watch YouTube videos. It's one of those things of like, even if I don't want it, like, somebody does.
Yeah.
If you're getting this shit, you can bring it on a plane and stuff, but you're telling me I can't down, like, Netflix, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that's ridiculous. It's very silly.
I'm still waiting for their whole like virtual console shit they're gonna do with
the
like
classics.
Yeah, and then like the multiplayer stuff that they were gonna say.
It's coming 2018.
I thought they said it was supposed to come out this fucking year.
No, the rollout of it started with Splatoon 2.
Okay.
And that app, which is again another awful, mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Which aren't
thing.
They like kind of like throwing it out a little bit now?
Well, now with the use of like wireless mm-hmm. Headsets that came and stuff like that, hopefully they'll move to something else because that is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the rest of the stuff is supposed to roll out in 2018. So you're basically saying, hey, you've had this console for an entire year and have not had full like online capabilities that we offer. And even then, it's still going to be sort of a rollout because there mm-hmm. are going to be issues and bugs and everything. Sure, they're doing a lot of testing now, but Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm happy for Nintendo,
yeah.
the company. I'm happy for a company.
Hopefully, this success doesn't stop them from trying to add more shit to it, I guess.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, well, it's good as it is. Just don't fuck with it.
Well, and we've talked about that with Sony,
yeah.
and that when you have the biggest balls, it doesn't matter how big your dick is.
yeah, I guess is that how it works?
Yeah, that okay. yeah. Ask
what if
anybody.
It's the opposite?
No.
Does there have to be like a ball to dick ratio?
Hey, let's talk about shit again.
Yeah, that's it. At least we're not talking about shit anymore.
Yeah, let's talk about our friend Colin Shitigan. I kind of hope I'm in that same boat. I also wonder like. What is the lifespan of the Switch? Given that it came out 4 years, almost five, into the PS4 and the Xbox One,
mm-hmm.
Those consoles probably have another 3 years mm-hmm. in them before they move on to the PlayStation 5 or whatever they want to do, unless they really want to push this PS4 Plus Pro or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting. And you have to wonder if they're going to get in on the whole console iteration thing of saying, well, now our Switch has this processor and this thing. It looks exactly the same. It works with all your past accessories. And then, I don't know. We'll see mm-hmm. where it goes from there. But yeah, don't fuck it up, even though you've already been fucking up.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because I've seen like people who don't really give a shit about, or people that just like stick to like one console,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, I guess... really only just use it for like Netflix and then also play some games on it.
Yeah.
People wanting to also pick up a Switch.
Yeah.
Just because they see people carrying that shit around. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
And when I did play the Wii U and I'd be playing Super Mario 3D mm-hmm. World or something, let's say, and or any of the games I had on there, I'd be playing them and I go, I don't think Nintendo games work for me anymore. And then with the Switch coming out, it's made me realize, no, it was the Wii U. It was not a good experience for me. It was not fun to go from my PS4 to a console that streamed, that was 720p,
yep,
and had lesser quality graphics, gameplay, mechanics, everything.
Like, for me, it's not really more of the graphics thing, but like even just like the interface of booting up the Wii U, it just looks...
Well, it's old. It was the Wii. It was the same as the Wii, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. And then like they still had like the Miis and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this just kind of, it's kind of boring. It's like they had like this Mii Plaza, whatever the fuck that was for.
I don't care what anybody else is doing.
Yeah.
I
like looking at other people's posts.
I just shitted on my doo-doo ass and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I hope that this new sleek design that they have on the Switch, which is those circular icons, there's like the icons for the games are so important, mm-hmm, now, like the thumbnails essentially. I don't know what you would call them, but the artwork there, so much so that developers are putting up polls on like Twitter and stuff to see what people like the most. Yeah, it's cool. It's another great way to get the community involved. You know, not everyone's going to do that. Ubisoft isn't going to do that with Wolfenstein or whatever, mm-hmm, when that comes out. But it's another fun way to get it. But I hope they, when they come out with whatever the new 3DS handheld is, mm-hmm, or whatever, that they migrate that as well. Because it looks so much better.
Do you think there's going to be another 3DS?
I don't think anytime relatively soon.
Because they said like that Pokemon's out, right? It's not going to be on 3DS anymore.
Yes.
So I think they're just going to... And they're working on a console Pokemon game.
Well, I think the 3DS is dead.
Yeah.
As in, you know, they're still going to have support for quite a while. Yeah. That's of course. But what I mean is the 3DS brand is gone. Mm-hmm. 2DS brand is gone. It will move on. You'll still probably have a console with two screens. I think the 3D will be gone. I think the gyroscope shit will probably be gone. And they'll kind of go back to their roots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they'll see their success with the Switch. They'll hopefully see, like, people don't like motion controls.
No.
Most people don't. I like, in some cases, like, I showed you how they work in Mario. They're mm-hmm. not useful, and, like, but you sometimes need them.
Even the PS4 has, like, subtle, I guess, motion control stuff, too.
With the sort of six-axis kind of thing.
Which I also...
Light bar.
PS3 six-axis stuff was stupid.
Yes.
As hell.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, for people that play, like, Just Dance and stuff like that on...
Yeah.
That, like, stuff like that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're like, hey, you're gonna use the gyro for this game, and it's also on the tablet, like, for Splatoon and stuff like that. I'm like, that doesn't work.
Yeah,
good.
It's so silly. So... I think they're still gonna have that handheld, but
mm-hmm.
I really want them to focus on the Switch.
Yeah,
they will have success with the 3DS or whatever the new version is. It'll probably be like, you know, the Switch Mini or something, you know, which I will also buy, and it'll be adorable. Anyway,
it's a belt buckle.
Yeah, I wanted to get a belt buckle of Texas that just said Indiana on it. I think I might do that. All right, so let's move on from that. Unless you got anything else to say?
No, I think I'm good.
And we're gonna move on to Sony's Paris Games Week event that just happened a couple of days ago. Where basically they just showed a bunch of fucking trailers and stuff. That was pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
They didn't really, they didn't like announce any new hardware or anything like that.
No, just games.
Okay, so I have a list of all of them. I have a list of all of them, and we'll just kind of go through them. If we have anything to actually say, we will, and if not, we'll just skip that shit. I'm going to start out with PSVR because I think we don't care as much.
Yeah.
I have it separated by PSVR, PS4, and both. So with PSVR, we have Bow to Blood. So as we talked about,
okay, what
it's our favorite. we actually did not see that one because YouTube screwed up on me, and I said, no, I'm good.
I might have seen it, but it probably wasn't as memorable.
Yeah, there's Star Child.
What's that?
Star Child, I don't remember.
This is video games.
Okay, Dead Hungry.
I remember that one.
So
that's the zombie one, right?
Yeah, you work in like a food truck, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
It's kind of like Burger Time, but kind of like
it's kind of like Job Simulator.
Yeah, where you just you make burgers for zombies that are coming at you, and that'll heal them.
Yeah.
But you can, if you don't do it fast enough, you'll get killed.
Zombified,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which, wouldn't it be killed?
I guess so. Well, they're the undead, though.
Okay.
Some would say The Walking Dead
yeah.
on AMC every Sunday. Give us $4,000. Yeah, it's just like Job Simulator. You work in a food truck, you make burgers, eventually stuff catches on fire and you wave your little stick hands and you go, oh no, and then they eat you and then you become undead. League of War, it appeared to be a sort of strategy MOBA like thing in VR. Had tanks, I think, in it.
Yeah, and there's like people having fun on the couch and everybody's like, oh, everybody looks like they're having fun. Did you watch the stream or did you just watch the trailer?
I just watched the trailer.
So in the stream that they were doing, there was a couple on the couch and they were like kind of like moving around like a lot, and they both had like VR headsets or some shit like that. And then when they cut to the guys that were presenting, they were just like, wow, they look like they were having like a really fun time. And I'm like, God, this looks dumb.
There's also, okay, maybe you can tell me about this, Monster of the Deep Final Fantasy 15.
It's a fishing game.
Is that all it is?
It's all it is. It's standalone too.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, okay, what else is there?
Nothing.
They only showed the fishing part.
You can camp with them. Like, you play as a separate character. You don't play as any of the guys. And you play as one of the characters you create that also goes, I think, with the multiplayer game. That's the multiplayer DLC that comes for 15, and you just hang out with the guys.
Can you soak in any of them?
No.
Are you familiar with soaking?
Yeah, I am familiar with soaking.
It's a very fun thing. I don't do it because I'm not Mormon or whatever. Who does that? If you like to soak with your significant other, hit us up. I'm curious as hell.
Yeah, like, do you just kind of like sit there, or do you kind of like vibrate a little bit?
Does it look like a wet French fry when you're done?
I mean, is there some friction? Like, I need to know this.
You know what they say: if without friction, it's fiction.
Yeah.
And God can't see you.
But yeah, that's all you. don't you need like a sheet over something, or I don't know.
You're thinking of the sheet to cover, and then there's just a hole in it, so you can soak. Guys, if you put a sheet over your significant other to fuck them, let me know if they're alive.
But it's literally just a fishing game. People are super excited about it. Uh-huh. I didn't like the fishing in the base game.
Yeah, it did not look appealing to me. I also don't like fish.
No.
Yeah, they are slithering underwater dinosaurs.
They pee in my drinking water.
No. I told you, my betta fish has to go somewhere, and if it's in your cup, it's going to be in your cup. You work around it like a cat on your keyboard. Blood and Truth. This is also on PSVR. Let's just say it is a game where it's like Truth or Dare, but if you lie, you have to cut a finger off. That's what I assume. I did not see the trailer. What's your guess?
I don't know what this is.
But if you had to guess.
I remember one of them, because I was watching the stream, but also not watching at the same time when they said something boring. And I think this might have been one of the ones. Yeah. They said something like the werewolf card game.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
I don't.
It's a werewolf game. It's a game about, you're trying to find out who the werewolf is.
That game called Who the Werewolf?
Yeah, Who the Werewolf is this guy.
Is this guy.
But I guess it's, I think they were talking about this game. I don't really care.
Okay. On PS4 and PSVR, the game Stifled, which was just like, I think a black trailer with white lines in
it. Yeah, the one with the echolocation kind of thing.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. That one looked really interesting because literally I think you throw shit and to make noise, and that's where you can see. But also if you throw shit, it'll attract monsters to you.
Gotcha.
And it's all dark, and I was like, this is pretty cool. It'd be terrifying to play on VR.
Yes. Okay, now we're moving on to the big shit.
Sprint Vector.
I don't think I have that.
Did you see that one?
No, what is that?
It's like a racing, the sprinting game, and it's in VR.
Like on foot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think they're on skates. I'm not sure if they're free running or skates or whatever, but they're wearing helmets, and they look like the guys who are like ice skating through like the...
Oh, with like the long helmets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And like, that game looks like it'd probably make me throw up.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is moving, they're supposed to be moving fast, but they're moving slow, I guess, but they just add speed lines to make it look fast. But it looks really cool.
We should let the listeners know that the only time you ever had PSVR on, you did throw up because I punched you in the belly and I told you it was the game.
Yeah.
And you said,
all these graphics are great.
This is so real.
That was Eagle Flight.
Yeah. Someone threw a rock in my belly. Who's trying to hit an eagle?
It's National Bird of America.
I kept punching you, which is why you couldn't recover. Also, at one point, I didn't tell you when you were like turning more and more, and then I let you fall off my porch. And you said, "Birdie down," and then you kept puking everywhere. It was insane. All right, so are we ready to move on to PS4?
Yeah.
All right, Jose, hit me up with that Guacamelee 2.
Oh my god, fucking Guacamelee 2 got announced. It just looks like Guacamelee 1, but yeah. Like they added more shit to it, where I guess now you have before you can control like the spectrums, like the light,
dark and light,
yeah, dark and light kind of thing. Yeah. But now it looks like there's some levels where you don't really have a choice, and it's kind of like a wheel that it, like there's like a part of the world where it's like, oh, this is the dark world, you can't do anything,
yeah,
then you might have to avoid certain enemies because you can't hit them.
It isn't the, so the Vita's dead, right?
Yeah,
they're like, this isn't even on the Vita.
No, like this really,
I'm pretty sure.
Oh shit.
I could be wrong. I'll look it up while you tell us a little more,
but I'm super super stoked about this. Like when I saw it and I saw there was a guy wearing like a Mexican wrestling mask, and I was like, this is fucking, yeah,
he's eating guacamole.
Yeah, and then the chip broke because that's what happens. And
it was too heavy.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, this looks great. I'm going to love this game, and it's probably just going to be for PS4 and PC, right?
It says just, well, where I just was, it said definitely not Vita. That's what I was
looking at. It said, wait, only... what's in the trailer? Huh? It's on the trailer. It's PS4, PC, definitely not Vita.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And I would love this on the Switch. But
yes, because, well, that's what I was saying. It's crazy that the Vita's dead, because Guacamelee is one of like four games that I loved on the Vita.
Yeah.
That I really got into.
They're saying 4-player co-op.
Oh, interesting.
Which is weird because I never tried the 2-player co-op.
Is one of them the chicken?
So your character can turn into the chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the Spanish word for chicken that's not the chicken food? Is there one?
Gallina.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that means hen.
Okay,
yeah.
That's like a chicken you fuck.
Yeah. Well, that's a chicken you fuck if you were a rooster.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not incriminate ourselves here.
Anyway,
super stoked.
Anything else on Guacamelee?
No.
All right, the Hong Kong Massacre. Which was like a beautiful Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
Like
coming from a name called the Hong Kong Massacre, that thing looked really nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Is
it really
it made
was
by Devolver? I don't think so, right?
I don't know. And the thing
not.
Is, you ask me these goddamn questions, yeah. You know I won't know.
I feel
the
like
answer
I should have probably written down the name of who the fuck made this.
Oh yeah, I let me see if I can find out who made Hong Kong Massacre. It's from Vresky Games, which okay, I haven't heard of, honestly.
That's not them, then, I guess.
But it is very beautiful. Almost like a... it's like Yakuza meets Noir, mm-hmm. Meets Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
And it looks very cool.
Yeah.
And I'll probably fuck with that, because that's on my level. The Gardens Between.
That game looked really nice.
It did. Tell me about it, because I need you to jog my memory.
So it was like... I think it started off with these two kids. They reminded me kind of like... Was it Two Brothers or Brothers?
Yeah.
The Tale of Two Sons or some shit like that. And it was kind of like a puzzle-y kind of game,
mm-hmm.
similar to that. But they were in a 2D plane instead of it being top-down.
Oh, yes. It was like an environmental puzzler kind of. Like almost... it kind of... Not exactly, but almost in the way of like Monument Valley mm-hmm. on iPhone, where you use your environment to solve puzzles.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5D.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, the plane was kind of like Fez kind of-ish.
Yes.
But it was in 3D. Yes. So you can rotate around that little island that they were at. I don't think I'm going to like it. It looks great. No, well, because I'm bad at puzzle games. Yeah. So it's like, I'm not going to like this probably, but it looks really nice.
It is, again, kind of right up my alley. I do love mm-hmm. that shit. So that's all I got to say. Loco Roco 2 Remastered.
Yeah.
Again,
I've never played
weird
a Loco Roco game.
It's not on the Vita. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I get because the Vita's dead.
No, Loco Roco. The first Loco Roco HD wasn't on the Vita, was it?
No, but they had. What was that other? Patapon?
Patapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it with an accent.
I think that's how you're supposed to say it.
Probably. Sometimes I call. You know, at work, I'll have to call like a client or something, mm-hmm. and their name will be like Rosa Jimenez, and I'll be like, say it like a white person, you know, like don't try to. It'll be like, just say Rosa Jimenez, you know, like, and then Then I'll call and be like, hello, is Rosa Jimenez there? And I'm like, damn it. What did I do? Because I'm trying to be like respectful, but I feel like I make it worse. Anyway, Logo Roco 2, if you don't know, you're a big fucking goofy ball and you roll around.
Eat shit.
You eat shit and then you become bigger. And again, it's like a puzzler thing where you roll around. Mm-hmm. And cool. Tennis World Tour. It's a tennis game.
I don't like tennis.
I'm not a big fan. Let's skip it. Megalith.
That's that weird, was the weird hero shooter that they were saying?
I guess, but they didn't show any gameplay at all. It showed like ending at a cave or something.
Yeah, and then they said VR too.
Really?
It had VR support, and it makes me, I guess not worried, but I'm like, well, is it really a good idea to start coming out with different hero shooters?
Yeah. Oh, you mean with like Overwatch
and
stuff?
Yeah, because we saw what like happened with, was it?
There's
Battleborn, and then there was the one, the Cliff Bleszinski one.
Lawbreakers. Yeah. Poor Lawbreakers.
Yeah, because I know you said it was good.
It
but
was,
like people
but
just weren't playing it.
No.
So
I think in a week it had on Steam it had one concurrent players.
Oh man.
And it was my dad thinking that he logged on to AOL. He was just confused. He was like, "How can I break the law?" And he Googled it and he was like, $15. There's some Sims 4 DLC.
Mm-hmm. Or some Sims 4 coming out on PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Because like, I don't think it's been on PS4.
I would have no clue. I haven't followed The Sims since 2000. So I don't know what's going on. I think in the DLC, because they described it as DLC.
Yeah, well, they said that they're just all the DLC that came out for the PC is coming for the PS4. The only reason I know this is because my girlfriend likes Sims in general. But I told her about this. And she was like, oh, it's Sims 4. That's
the
shitty one.
You know who else's girlfriend loves Sims?
Who?
Every person's girlfriend.
Yeah. But it's just like, yeah, no, fuck Sims 4. It's not as good as 3.
Everyone I've talked to, men, women, children, adults, grandmothers, everything in between, they'll be like, if you say Sims, they say, my girlfriend loves The Sims. And it's never my wife. It's never my boyfriend, my husband. It's just always just my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you can never get married to a girl who likes The Sims.
Well, I was about to say, hopefully she drops it by that time.
Yeah, so you can marry her.
Well, she's been playing Stardew Valley and she's 30 hours into that game.
Yeah.
And fuck, there is so many shit in that game that I did.
So many shit.
Like good shit. Yeah. Like she has like 3 cows and like a fucking galaxy sword and shit. And nice. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I want to play. But
I hopped off because I want to finish Golf Story and mm-hmm. Odyssey. And then I'm going to hop back into it. Maybe after Snake Pass, because I picked that up too. Did you pick that up?
No.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. There is Resident Evil 7, Not a Hero DLC. Resident Evil 7 is rad. Mm-hmm. It'll be rad. Whatever.
Are you going to play it?
Eventually. Mm-hmm. Once I am at a point in my life where I can handle that sort of voluntary stress.
Just which get it for VR.
You know, I remember what I said I was going to, mm-hmm. and then you punched me in the stomach.
Yeah. It's the game.
Yeah. There's a game called Outer. Our. Our. O-U-R.
I don't remember this one, to be honest.
O-U-R-E. I believe this is the one with the flying dragons, like those flying Chinese dragons, like snake dragon things.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that word is maybe French.
Oui.
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced. Spelunky 2.
You like Spelunky, right?
No.
Neither do I.
I played it and said, I see this as a game.
I'm like, I might like it, but I never really gave it a shot.
Did you like Binding of Isaac?
Binding of Isaac. I did, yeah.
Okay. I like that more than Spelunky 2, okay. But not much more. And
okay.
It's kind of a similar ilk of like endless dungeon crawler type thing.
Mm.
Not endless, but you know. Ghosts of Tsushima.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell me about that? Seems like it's up your alley.
They pretty much just showed, like, I don't think they showed gameplay, did they? It was just like a cinematic, and you're a ninja, and I guess...
Are you a ninja or a samurai?
Yeah, I think you start off as a samurai, and then eventually you become a ninja.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hopefully it's a stealth game.
I want to say, I'm always tempted whenever I hear Japanese word to like, in the way that I said... Imines. Like I was like even though I know you say that the J anyway Jaminez. I always whenever I hear like a Japanese word I want to say it like how I hear people pronounce it in Japanese, mm-hmm. and then I realize, well, you just sound racist. And so I stop myself from
would
saying
do
like,
you though
I do
okay
because I say no matter what word it is I say it with a hard R. So I try not to even get into that.
But it looks like it's something I might like. Hopefully it's something like a stealth.
It's in your wheelhouse. Yeah. I hope it's like Tenchi. Shit, Tenchu?
Forgot who made it. It's someone we know.
Oh, we know them personally? Is it Bam Margera?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me look it up.
Oh, fuck. It's I know some people have been saying it's like, or they're thinking it's kind of like Red Dead, but for ninjas or some shit. I'm like, what? Whatever that means.
Oh, it's developed by Sucker Punch.
Aha!
Yeah.
So that was what, Lollipop Chainsaw?
Yes.
Okay.
One of your favorite games.
Yeah, I never played it. I feel, would I have liked that game? Maybe.
No, maybe, because you like Catherine and shit.
Yeah, but those are two completely different games.
I don't know. I'd put them in the same part of my brain, which is the perv section.
Oh.
Next up is Concrete Genie.
That one looked interesting.
That one was cool looking. Yeah, yeah. I liked it. It was a little artsy. Yeah. A little artsy fartsy. You're a little boy.
Who draws shit.
And you run around. You draw cool things on the walls, like graffiti, graffito tagging, and you make little...
Kind of like Mark Echo's Getting Up.
Yeah, and it's just like that. And you fight, and you jump on the side of a subway. Mm-hmm. No, but on this, you draw shit on the walls, like a fucking palm tree, and then a coconut falls, mm-hmm. and maybe helps you solve a puzzle of some sort. There's also rain. You know? I always kind of hate these trailers because it's like, no, you're not showing me enough.
Well, they showed you rain.
Yeah, I guess it's
like,
true.
As long as you see the wet concrete, that's where you're like, oh, that's cool.
I do love that. I honestly really do love that in games.
Do you think, like, I didn't really watch the full trailer, but does the rain, like, wash away the drawings that you...
I would assume so. Okay, that'd be cool. Has to be part of it. Erica.
No.
Ooh, I have a coworker named Erica, and if she's as scary as this trailer,
Does she listen to this?
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck you, bitch.
Oh shit.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, she's fine. they showed more fire. I don't know what Erica is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Besides my bitch of a coworker. I'm kidding. God, I might have to bleep those.
Scott Satire Petty.
I'm a sad tire. They showed more of Far Cry 5.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. We know about that shit. Destiny 2 Curse of Osiris.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know anything about that? We're not Justin, so no. We don't really care.
Where's Justin anyway?
Oh. he was, again, playing with PSVR,
mm-hmm.
And I did trick him with the scent of a hot pie, which caused him to levitate into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was over an open well, I pulled off the mask, the VR mask,
mm-hmm.
and he looked down, and he looked back up, and he looked down, he looked side to side, he looked at me in the eyes, and then he fell down into the well. So he should be back next week with a lot of information on BlizzCon in Arizona.
Is it Arizona?
I don't know. He said he went to Arizona.
No, I think I said I'm going to Arizona.
No. He sent us a text that said Arizona was all red, like
Mars.
Oh, I think
there was a layover.
Yeah, he's in Texas, right?
San Diego?
Fuck, I don't know,
shit,
man.
Somewhere in California.
Is he in California? He's probably California. In Arizona, California.
No, it's in LA, right? Because we kept telling him,
don't point your fucking finger at me.
Who did that?
Who made me?
Like, I don't know. Didn't we tell him to go to Disneyland or some shit instead?
Oh, yeah, he's in, like, Anaheim or whatever. Hey, Justin, if you're listening, eat my ass, you stupid ass. I fucking hate you, and you suck at shit. Guys, I love my job. Monster Hunter World, we've talked about at length on here.
There's a fucking beta coming out.
I think we have enough betas in this room. Oh, that's not funny to anyone but us. There's a game called Onrush.
I don't know what that is.
What was that?
Are we bad at this?
Yeah, man. We would like to again point out that Jose and I and Justin are all video game enthusiasts. We are not professional. We do work full-time jobs, minimum of 40 hours a week. I oftentimes work more than that. So we don't have all the time. Onrush is some sort of racing or flying.
Oh shit, it's that fucking, it's kind of like white, what?
Where you, no, tell me.
Okay, well, it's kind of like, I think it was the one where it's just like a arcadey racer. And they had like motorcycles, and they had like monster trucks, and you just running around like fucking tracks and shit, like Wipeout or something.
Yeah,
I think that's the one it is. If not, then fuck.
I used to get into those MX ATV games, mm-hmm. but only the MX part, which is motocross for all you laymen out there. Mm-hmm. I like to do backflips, and I think a front flip is called a suicide flip. And I love suicide.
What do you think of the next Trials game's coming up?
Hopefully never. Okay. I don't need to see that shit again. Yeah. I didn't even finish Evolution or whatever. I was like, don't add tricks to this shit. That's not why
I play. They should just make an HD version of Trials.
No, I'll pass. Star Wars Battlefront 2, we've also talked about at length. Huh?
That's still alive.
Yeah. When is it coming out? Marvel Spider-Man, which I think is the official title, Spider-Man. Still looks great. Mm-hmm. I'm still very interested in it. I'm still hoping they don't make the combat so cinematic that it feels more like a, you know, I think I yelled at you about QuickTime events.
Well, no, like I said, QuickTime events are fine in my eyes, but when you add it into the combat, like completely.
Let's roll like back that. The tape. Let's rewind to what you actually said about QuickTime events.
I love QuickTime events. They're the best shit ever. All games should have them.
See?
Oh. Well, fuck.
Piece of shit. That's why I yelled at you. Yeah, don't fuck it up. Detroit Become Human. We haven't really talked about a lot. David Cage is in it. I don't think he's going to do the story justice.
Part that they showed in the trailer looked really neat.
What was that part?
It was just like, it was a different character. You're playing as a lady android, I guess. And you're seeing, I guess, like...
Can androids have genders?
I don't know.
That's
anyway.
For people smarter than us.
Anyway, they were essentially watching like abuse in a household. And so you had the option of like, well, what are you going to do in this situation? This little girl's warning you. This is what happened to the previous android. Mm. What do you do in that situation? You're seeing the dad borderline almost trying to kill people and stuff like that. And it's just... It looks like something really cool,
yeah.
But I didn't like Heavy Rain. I didn't like Beyond Two Souls.
Well, unfortunately, this is a much more like socially conscious, socially mm-hmm. oriented thing, which I talked about in the past. I wish someone would just like, do we need an allegory? Like, I wish people would just be like, hey, it's
I don't
difficult.
Even know. Like, do you really think it's an allegory? More of a, hey, this is literally what it is. Like, it's not subtle at all.
Well, I think it's just they want to come and they want to show you this world and say, replace androids with people of color.
Yeah.
And it's like, what if we just didn't and just made a game about being a person of color?
Yeah.
You could still have a very interesting story. You could set it in the same setting. And I'm just saying it's a little... And I just don't think David Cage can do it justice.
No.
He's whatever, but I don't. Anyway. God of War. You saw it. You felt how?
I'm not as excited anymore.
Why?
Because they keep showing me the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, I get that. And
like,
and
I was super hyped when you see the fucking world serpent. And it's like, oh, that's fucking rad. Yeah. And then this one's like, oh, this is a soul eater. It'll eat our souls if we fuck with it.
Yeah.
And then it just walks away, and then you open a gate. And I'm
and
like,
when do you get to fuck two broads?
Probably at the beginning of the level.
Break a vase.
The vase minigame.
Oh, I am just kidding. I love broads. Stop showing me the same shit. How about that?
Well, what if it's just going to be that, though?
What?
I think that's just what it's gonna be.
Which
like,
is
whole game.
Which is upsetting.
Yeah.
In a way, as like not like upsetting like I'm angry, but upsetting is, and I'm going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at it and dig my nails so deep into my palm that they bleed.
Oh my god.
Shadow of the Colossus, the remaster.
It looks cool.
It looks good.
I'm gonna play it.
I am too. To me, it's more of a thing of like the more you show it, the less interested I get.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want it to be out.
Yeah.
Get off your ass. But also, I guess it's not necessarily just for us. It's for people who never played it, but have heard about it the same way. Like, maybe that's how Okami is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they could have done something better with Okami, but...
They didn't.
No, they just ported it.
And last but not least, The Last of Us Part 2. Unless you have any other ones.
Episode Ignis?
Oh, yeah. I guess I left that one out because I... Didn't give a shit.
Oh, no. He's the best one, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the best one.
Is he the blonde one?
He's the one with the glasses.
Okay.
The chef. He's the best one.
Does he cook your fish?
He does cook your fish.
So realistic.
It's pretty much what's, it's going to tell you his backstory and what happened in between while everybody was missing, pretty much. Because there's a point in each in that game where each character eventually goes missing at some point.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you what, these past DLCs have just been that. And I didn't give a shit about Gladio's cool, but his kind of, was kind of boring. Prompto was kind of boring too. This one is the one that I wanted to know because I guess spoilers for the next 5 seconds, he goes blind, and now you find out what
he goes happened.
Blind. Oh, shit! I guess you find out how.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think he? Do you think he masturbated?
I don't know. You know how he goes blind, but they don't show you. How?
Yeah, because like, you can't show a guy masturbating.
No, but now you can with now new 4K technology.
In VR.
Oh,
whoa, I'm jacking my little dick.
He's wearing like Audi gloves and stuff.
Yeah, this is so cool. This chafes a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then, okay, anything else?
Let me see.
Scan through those notes, bitch.
No, that's it.
Okay, so then, again, last but not least, The Last of Us, Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? You never finished the original,
no.
Correct? And you need to.
Yes, I want to really bad.
You should before the end of the year.
I'll try. It's what, 12 hours, 15 hours around
No,
there?
It's not even that long, man. You just make it last longer because you're staring at giraffes and shit.
Well, I'm trying to leave it for last.
Of us.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't even know if I'm going to play the other one upon release either.
Yeah.
Whenever it fucking comes out. Did they give a release date?
2018.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
But what did you think of the trailer itself?
It's very gory.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, which they intended it to be. And did you have any thoughts on that with what you know about The Last of Us Part 1?
Not really. They said demons, something about demons in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, aren't they called something else? And
oof.
So I don't know what's going on, to be honest. Like, yeah. I know they broke a girl's arms and I was like, fuck, yes. That's insane.
So I think a lot of people were, I'll wiggle your fucking mic as much as I want, bro. This is my studio. This is my fucking table. This is my computer, my software. My Google Doc.
And speaking of that, I totally forgot. We don't have the sponges anymore.
Yeah, they're gone.
Okay, cool.
They because,
scared me.
Huh?
They scared me.
Yeah. Well, they were full of spider eggs,
yeah.
Which did not taste as good as duck eggs or whatever. So there was a lot of division between fans of the mm-hmm. series. I think most people leaned toward not liking it.
Yeah.
Because the brutality was not what the game was about. In the first game, you were essentially pushed to the edge to a point where you had to defend yourself in such a way.
Right.
In this one, I mean, I guess that's kind of the same case, but they're making it a much more brutal
mm-hmm.
show. I'm divided on it myself because the story is what I cared about in The Last of Us Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll care just as much about Part 2, but to think that they said, hey, we're not going to show you anything. We had that one heartfelt trailer of like Joel laying on the floor. As you play the guitars, mm-hmm. like more grown up Ellie. And now we're just showing you the total brutality of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think that's like the dichotomy of the game is like this beautiful heartfelt stuff. That's just sort of stuck in this brutal post-apocalyptic world, essentially, where everyone still has to find a way to exist. And a lot of that is through brutality and crime.
Right.
And, but it also just, you know, how many times do you have to see, like, specifically women get brutalized and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and this doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, and not to mention that Naughty Dog was in hot water recently over some sexual harassment allegations, and they came out with the weakest response ever, which was just like, we don't show any record of it. Peace out.
Yeah.
So I think it was just a confluence of things that made this not so great. But also, maybe I feel like they're reaching to people who didn't play the first.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this one's going to be fucked up. I'm going to get into it.
From someone who hasn't really played much of it,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was necessary, I guess. At least from what I've seen, like at the beginning of The Last of Us, I was like, this is going to be good. Like, the story is going to be good. But like, this one didn't really show me that the story was going to be, hey, you're in for something amazing.
You know, there's going to be some fucked up scenes mm-hmm. in it, and that's about it. Because by the time you got to the end points of The Last of Us Part 1, you, in a lot of ways, were a killing machine, mm-hmm. but it is because you are protecting yourself and Ellie, mm-hmm. Or Ellie is protecting Joel, you know, and that's why you're forced, you're backed into a corner. And that's how it was justified. With no justification in this, it's just brutality for the sake of brutality. It's like those sort of like torture porn films, you yeah. know, like when you like Hostel.
Right.
You know, like shit where it's just like, what if I just fucking cut a guy's leg off just because I can or whatever? So I think they were just off the mark with that. I think it's still going to be a stellar game. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine they'll fuck it up so badly that it will ruin my experience with the first one.
Do you remember that other zombie game they showed off? I think it was on
Days Gone.
Yeah, where they had just the hanging bodies in the theater. Yes. Yeah, that was weird.
That is what that game is, though. You know,
yeah,
it is. It's a new IP.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would probably expect it more from that game than
yeah,
I would
exactly.
From The Last of Us.
Yeah, and I think because Days Gone set the tone of like, you're this rough and gruff biker, and you're mm-hmm. gonna snort some meth, and you're gonna fucking kill a
shit.
Transient zombie, you know. And on this, it's like I would guess you're trying to in most ways possibly avenge Joel mm-hmm. and his possible death.
Well, one big thing, Ellie wasn't in that trailer, was she?
No.
So
unless she was the shaved head girl, but I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, so
do you think they're gonna play as somebody else, or do you think they're just gonna stick strictly to Ellie?
I think there will be one other person mm-hmm. because I think, you know, if you take out Ellie from the first mm-hmm. one, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. And if you have Ellie with no one else, you're playing Tomb Raider, mm-hmm. you know, in yeah. a way with a different story and a, you know, different setting. But I think Ellie needs her own Ellie, basically.
Right.
And how they're going to do that without alienating people who are fans and enjoy that series, that's going to be difficult. But right. I have the utmost like respect for Naughty Dog and what they do, aside from their bogus bullshit with the sexual harassment stuff. But so that's the company, though. But as far as like the developers and the people on that team, I trust them to do real good shit. But that's all I got on it. You?
No, that's it. I'll try to finish it.
Yeah, you definitely should. And I think that's going to be it for us this week. A little shorter of an episode. Did you have anything in mind before we call it quits?
Nope.
Justin's gone this week, as we mentioned. He is at BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. So next Monday, we will have pretty much a whole episode based on that, I assume.
I really want to talk about the shit that they announced.
Yeah, and we know about a couple things now, mm-hmm. but we're going to hold off. Justin is... I'm not such a huge Blizzard head mm-hmm. like you guys are. Justin is definitely A1, you're B2, and I'm
Z26. I think out of the six or seven games that they have,
yeah.
I think I only like two of them.
Yeah.
Well, I like three, but one of them I don't play because yeah, it's Overwatch.
So we'll come back next week with that. So look forward to that. I think that's it for me. Jose, they can find you on Twitter at NotJoseMerguia, yeah. right? They can check out your artwork. You're also on Instagram mm-hmm. at the same name, at NotJoseMerguia. I don't know why I have to say at. Yeah. They know that.
I feel like everybody who like says that, like they're trying to rep their shit, they all say at for some reason. Yeah. You think that's for people who don't do that?
Maybe.
I don't know. I still don't know how Twitter works.
Yeah. You don't tweet a ton, but people can see your artwork mm-hmm. on both platforms and occasionally your dog.
Yeah.
And if you like anything that Jose does, ask him to do something for you.
Yeah.
You can commission some pieces. Hey, this guy has zero confidence in himself, so you
yeah,
can probably...
So if you pay me to do something, I'm like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So take advantage of him while you can, because once he does have any sort of self-confidence, you'll actually have to pay him more than $15. So, but until then, that is it for us this week on The Rat King. You have been listening to episode 38. Remember that we... on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate and review us, and you can give us 5 stars, and you should give us 5 stars. Is this podcast good? No. Will it ever be? No. Did it used to be worse? Yes. So go on there, give it 5 stars, and here's a sample review for you. If I had as many fingers as they do hearts, I'd be hard pressed to pick up a bowling ball.
Five stars.
Five stars. And yeah, so do something like that. We're also on Google Play. We're on SoundCloud. You can comment there if you want to. If you don't want to email us, you just want to comment on the track, we can talk to you through that.
We're on Pornhub now, too.
We are on Pornhub. Just search Rat King Podcast.
It's mainly me just commenting on videos.
Which is funny because we do have a secret podcast.
Ooh.
That maybe we'll bring back sometime in the future and that you people will not listen to. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast. And you can send your questions, comments, corrections, and suggestions to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll probably read it on the podcast at some point in the near future. With that, I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Merguillo.
And Justin is dead to us. Be cool.
Bye.
Ich bin drive. Ich bin drive.